This podcast has been brought to you by Shawnee Middle School, the 7th grade teaching staff, and the K-20 Center. Hello, I am Tori, your host for this podcast. My teachers are Andrew McCune, Corey Norris, and Grace Hensley at Shawnee Middle School. I have a few guests with me today to ask questions as I go along explaining my topic. This podcast will be about India's mythology and how it affects its culture, how it was created, and its links to other myths of the world. From Hinduism's mystifying gods to beautiful creatures. Now that we have got that out of the way, I apologize for anything I say wrong. Let's begin. Hinduism didn't originate with a single founder, single book, or at a single time. It holds many different beliefs, philosophies, and viewpoints, not always consistent with each other. These apparent contractions strike only those who are not familiar with this tradition. Hinduism is often labeled as a religion, but Hinduism is so much more than that. It is a vast and complex socio-religion, which in a way will reflect India's complex culture and lifestyle. India has a rich geography with a little over 20 languages and hundreds of dialects. Many different creeds and racial diversity have shaped Hinduism to make it as complex as it is. The lack of unifying overall religious authority and the total absence of a book claiming supreme truth have contributed to the diversity of Hinduism as well. It is fair to mention that even the texts that archaeologists find in Hinduism that claim some sort of divine inspiration do not declare their view to be better than any other, and they all exist together in a tolerant fashion. The many demonstrations of Hinduism go from highly intellectual philosophies concerning numerous and puzzling abstract concerns, many rituals, mental and physical exercises such as yoga, to simple, almost childlike tales and legends. The Abrahamic religions are dominated by the notion that one is better than many. One God, one book, one son, one church, one nation of God. In Hinduism, the more the better. Many gods, many books, many sages, many insights. In this ever-growing community of endless gods and goddesses, the roles of the gods and even their hierarchy are somehow spread out. Some gods get more attention than others, and different accounts suggest different hierarchies. Olympian gods who had a clear hierarchy may look greedy and spiteful compared with the tolerant gods of Hinduism. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are the gods of the Trimurti, or Trinity. Vishnu is the preserver of the universe. Shiva's job is to destroy in order to recreate, and Brahma creates all creatures and the world. These are just three of the 33 million gods. Brahma is the most powerful god in Hinduism and has created the other many gods and goddesses. Now, Hinduism is not polytheistic as one might think. It is henotheistic and monotheistic. Now, henotheistic literally means one god, but they worship one god with all of the others in mind.
An example of this would be a family worshipping the god Shiva. They would still worship the other deities, but they would worship Shiva the most. But why so many gods? Now, an easy way for me to explain this to you is for you to think that every god has a job, in which they do, but not that job, say a different job. Say Hinduism is not a religion, but a business. Brahma would be at the top, the boss of said business. He would hire other gods to work for him, so Brahma created the other gods to help him with the other parts of the universe. Now, a little bit about Vishnu is that he has avatars and has used them at different times. Vishnu is said to have 10 avatars. Some of the most known avatars are Rama and Krishna. The second avatar is Kurma, or Kurma, the tortoise incarnation that relates to the myth of churning the ocean to obtain treasures dissolved in the ocean of milk. In this myth, Vishnu took the form of tortoise upon which to support the churning stick on his back. The second avatar is Kurma, or Kurma, the tortoise incarnation that relates to the myth of churning the ocean to obtain treasures dissolved in the ocean of milk. In this myth, Vishnu took the form of tortoise upon which to support the churning stick on his back.